along with about 500 other 12th universe planetary forms, are now caught up in that possible destructive aspect of engineering mechanization. Of course, most other planets are superior to Earth in technology, but you refuse to acknowledge this fact along with their interdimensional presence. Where do you think UFOs or flying saucers come from? Since you have the mixture in this 12th universe of all the other 11 in varying amounts and combinations, your 12th universe is a potpourri. It is all here from those trillions of years of learning and growth that has already transpired before time was. Your 12th universe is the largest of all that has preceded you. It has the greatest variety of learning possibilities to use, and the most tremendous opportunity to learn from past mistakes and past glories. All strengths and weaknesses of these past experiences are available to you. Then you must choose wisely in your universe and competently amalgamate or synthesize the best of it all, denying that ill-fated mechanization which manifested so widely and destructively in the 11th universe. You, as humanity, must focus more clearly on love than ever before if you wish to return to God purified of violence. For return is scheduled, soon, but only the loving ones can proceed. Now, are you interested to learn what your own universe's history has been over these past millions of years? Especially the 8 million years as it applies to the planet you live upon? Then let us pause a moment, together, in the Creator's love, and ponder what has been shared. I wish to speak about your own solar system which is in the 12th universe, and about your so-called space programs. You might ask your scientists who send astronauts and instruments looking for other life to expand their own consciousness and stop wasting so much money looking for things in the third dimensional world. Most life on the other planets operates in the etheric levels of the fourth dimension and beyond. That which does not would not wish your warlike attitudes to locate them anyway. So, your three-dimensional eyes and instruments are blind. You are like a person standing in a brightly lit room with blindfolds on. So do not be surprised that you do not find life as you know it on the planets in your own solar system. You look in the wrong place out of ignorance. The very fact that you are spiritually blind means that your adventures in space will leave you more perplexed than satisfied. When your own consciousness advances into fourth-dimensional realities, you will see many others, including those of us who are awaiting the reversal of your amnesia. Yes, spiritual amnesia is what you have, and looking for other physical life while in this state means certain defeat because of the way you establish your space projects. I have admonished you as a group not to take violence or weaponry of any kind into space, but it is permitted to pursue totally peaceful research projects of a truly reverent or scientific nature. However, unless you are wise enough to select a captain and crew with several clairvoyants among them, do not expect to see other life. Sad to relate, your Earth citizens are nearly the lowest form of consciousness in the known solar system at this time, which is why the Earth is being bombarded with the high frequency of light vibrations in hope of awakening a sleeping race. All of heaven in its multidimensional reality is presently involved in an enormous expenditure of energy that you are incapable of grasping, and apparently, for the most part, of even appreciating. Nonetheless, we will continue to follow God's decree to assist all who will awaken during this 18-month special grace period which began on August 12th to the broader, more universal content of all that God is. For what God is you are becoming, though it is shadowed in the darkness and ignorance of illusion. This is your opportunity for transformation. If you could receive $1 trillion and every other wish of your personality's earthly desires, I tell you that the gift of God's energy at this time greatly surpasses it all. Not that you should not have money for food and things that represent God's abundance, but if you make of them your full-time pursuit and give only attention to the material things in unreasonable proportion, then you deal in idols of a false reality. So have a life of the material things to meet your basic needs, and then share your wealth, however large or small it may be. For as you give to others from the resources God has shared with you, the true prosperity of soul comes. As you have been told, at the time you call death when you ascend in your spiritual body, the contents of your mind, feelings and heart leave the body in an identity form of light or vibration. Hopefully, you will have conquered all bodily pursuits of the usual list you have heard before: lust, all addictions, gluttony, and greed in all its forms, for without a body to express them in, you will be left with a mind full of thoughts that bring no joy, especially as you have no physical flesh through which to enjoy them. Many are the prayers that come to us saying, "Father, give me this, or that, or something else." And we do make every effort to have your mental belief and emotional experiences cleansed enough so that the barriers to having your good are removed. Yet the greatest gift to have, and the greatest prayer to speak, is merely to accept all that has already been given every child of God. And in that prayer you become a vessel of acceptance to the perfect things your soul would direct to you. Most of which, incidentally, are not at all what you think you want and need. So ask for all that has already been given and cleanse yourself from the false belief that keeps it from you. Then shall you know heaven on earth even as you rise in consciousness to the greater state of God awareness, which is the one and only true need of humanity. It is so simple, but few will hear it, few will respond. Still we remain stalwart in giving you what God has already granted through our own love, and compassion, and willingness to serve. Will you, in return, follow this example here on Mother Earth, which so desperately needs your support and where humanity so urgently needs to awaken? We of heaven ask for your support and assistance as we shepherd humanity into the Golden Age. We truly do need that core of love, that group of Golden Age apostles, disciples and believers. I have spoken of that new age, but let me give you an outline of what it means to Earth and life upon it. The Golden, or Aquarian, Age is a time of energy change and uplifting for all of humanity. It is a time when the things formerly invisible are made real to you. It is a time of joining heaven and earth together in open communication and cooperation. Therefore, it is a time when your usual, or limiting, habits must change, because the structure of consciousness itself is changing and due with it. It is also an opportunity to recognize and become, in the fullest measure, the higher or soul self while living in matter and physical form. Each person must build a bridge of energy between the personality and the soul self to achieve this. For this is the time for alignment of the lowest and the highest into one motive and one action. Love. It is nothing less than an integration in which the wisest aspect of soul becomes the director and leads the way for the individuals and group's gain. You see, the soul is group-oriented because it is of God and is already in contact with unity, which earthlings forget in their separated bodies of flesh. Meditation is a way of achieving great forward progress, because in contacting the soul you are enabled to pour your efforts into selfless service, something the average human personality resists. For do you not say that's mine as you refer to God's gifts around you? And is this not separation? Or the opposite of unity? Is it not true that everything is God's and just temporarily on loan to you during your visit to Earth? After all, what do you take of your physical world with you upon departure but the memories of your thoughts and behaviors and the emotions of it all? The Golden Age, then, is a time of group process, where a number of people who have established soul contact can envision a mutual goal and move toward it in loving thought and commitment with immense energy behind their intention. It is the difference between small individual flashlights on a stormy night and one huge lighthouse beam where the beam is clear and strong. Just as one person's light will combine with other lights into a larger soul connection and a greater thought form, truly do the combined thoughts of many amalgamate into a huge single thought that can be brought to fruition more easily than the smaller thoughts of several single persons. So, mutually committed purposes and the power of multiple energies to support them is the essence of this Golden Age. That and peace are the framework. Now draw in a breath of peace and think on something exquisitely beautiful. In the Golden Age, if what you think of is God-made, be assured it will last. If what you think of it, and their own ascension to higher realms, the remainder will insist that the material world is the only reality and will fall short of the challenge that is being presented to them. For the planet must demonstrate love and wisdom for her evaluation and graduation, and humanity must do the same. Intellect cannot bring love and peace. That is not its purpose. Your key to reaching that goal lies in bringing to balance the soul's science or knowing the universal laws and bringing them onto the physical body of Earth to manifest. Many of your present scientists, especially, will be caught in this crunch of realities. But each person must make the soul choice if progress and ascension are to be assured. Then send love and blessings to the technological and scientific communities on this planet, for they need your prayers and support during this time of challenge. Put another way, this is the personality's Armageddon, the questioning intelligence versus the intuitive knowing. And in this apparent war of intellect against heart, peace must be found through using both in a perfect state of balance. But beginning with the intuitive. For it is from reverent awareness and inquiry that humanity grows in the imperishable quality of truth hidden from your view in the third dimensional world. Remember, then, that it is only after you are grounded in true spiritual direction that you can become an effective group member ready to freely serve based upon suggestions from your soul. Only when you have integrated your personality, purified it, and let it become a channel for the soul's expression can you be blessed by a real measure of Christ consciousness. But when the personality of the Liman self is finally infused with the soul knowing and commitment, life changes dramatically in the miracle of that accomplishment. From here the events of your life are guided by a greater power than your own decision-making and you transcend the personal, becoming like a healthy cell in Earth's precious body. When groups are formed by those who have willingly joined soul to soul, you will experience the transpersonal love which radiates in a brilliance that would blind you if you could see it. That is why I insist that you meet with others like yourself every week to meditate. You will not only enjoy the company of friends on the same path but have a truer knowing about the potent reception of the group energy. High vibrational energy literally changes your mental and emotional subtle bodies, so there is a direct, immediate gift to yourself. And from this higher vibration even your cells change the structure of life within you. Such is the power of large group connection to universal, unconditional love. Thus you are left with a feeling of oneness that words cannot really express. The truth is that in the bonding of soul energy to soul energy you are taken into that heaven which once was your permanent residence, and which now is only briefly enjoyed. But by this steady commitment of daily and weekly meditation you will grow rapidly under our persistent barrage of love which especially comes to you through 1986. The expression of this deep and indescribable bonding is called fellowship, wherein the broad goals of humanity overshadow the desires of the little will of each person. Thus there comes unity within diversity, and the individual chaos of ego dies to the connected purpose and common vision. Truly the soul contact with self and others fills the body with a quality of light that refines and purifies all levels of consciousness, synthesizing the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects of your being. And by your joining in a network of light with others, you glow even brighter as individuals and as a group. Do not be surprised if you actually feel lighter and if others say that you are looking younger, somehow more peaceful, more contented. For these are the hallmarks of God and of the spiritual presence of that power within you. 68, Parent of all. But let me pause a moment and describe that one we call parent so that you have a picture to hold in your mind, your heart. For in many ways are you created like God, although of course God is both male and female energy combined in perfect balance as we have said. This is critical to understand, for in the separation, or descent into a third dimensional world, God's wholeness suffered division into duality on your earth. There you have densified or solidified into those two separate parts called male and female. One day all humanity who have chosen to return to God will lose the density of the physical body and become a form of light containing both male and female principles in balanced proportion. It is in this ascension that you will become more like me, the Son of God, who is made purely in the image and identity of that powerful one. God has a form of immense size and of a blinding glow beyond description. While it is true that the Father, Mother is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, do not forget that God has an enduring and passionate love for everything of its creation. God is not a gaseous vapor nor a nebulous, formless something. It is from the perfect love and immense power of this indescribable being that you are born as souls, as children of the cosmos. Blessed are those who choose to believe, for the power and love of this great one are beyond telling. Yes, you are the children of a great being who loves you. Most importantly, our parent is personally directing your destiny through us at this time when we would have you return home. Only those dedicated and willing souls on Earth who are assisting the planet Earth's rise nearer to God, only those of loving disposition and intention